My name is Michelle McKenzie, and I'm at William H. Turner Technical Arts High School on February 14, 2006, to interview Jacob Sanders about his personal story. Mr. Sanders, can you describe when and where you were born and a little bit about your parents and grandparents?
Well, I was born in Osceola, Georgia. That's little East Georgia, they call it. And my mother, she was a housewife. My father, he worked down at the University of Miami. He started working, I think, down at where University of Miami South Campus is now. It was a blimp base. He was working for the government when they built the base there. And when the government turned it over to University of Miami, he kept the same job there at the University of Miami as a fireman, firing the boilers there. And that's where he retired at, there at the University of Miami.
Okay, when did you move to Miami?
1935.
Okay, and what part of town did you move to?
Coconut Grove.
Coconut Grove.
3559 Thomas Avenue.
All right. Okay, describe the earliest memories of life in our city.
Well, in the Grove there, it was kind of a unique town to me because the people there, the white people there, they was more or less involved with the children somewhat to speak, and I can remember distinctly it was a lady, she had a couple of mango trees in her yard, and I used to make little wagons, you know, to push around to get mangoes and coconuts, you know, because I've always been like, I guess you say, entrepreneur, you know. Mm-hmm. I would get the mangoes and coconuts, and I would sell them, you know, when the tourists come down to Virginia Key, because they had seaplanes down there Dinner Key. Because there were seaplanes down there where Monte Trainers is now. That where the seaplanes used to come in at Pan American Airlines, had seaplanes there. And this lady, she would catch me in a tree and she said, I told you to stay out of my tree, you know, this type of thing. And so I said, well, I just want to get a few mangoes, and she would give me the mangoes and tell me to go sell them and come back and bring her the money, and I would go come back and maybe give her maybe a dollar or something, and she'd give me 75 cents. And she'd keep the quarter, you know, this kind of thing. It was very good.
Okay, did you ever face segregation?
Oh, yes, we had segregation there because on the buses, riding the buses, you know, going to and from, you know. I didn't have too much problem with it during my school time, but my mother, she had that problem. And then when I grew up and started shopping, you know, for myself, mm-hmm. then you had to sit to the rear of the bus. You had to pay, sometimes you had to pay your money at the front door and then go around the back and come into the back door. You know, this type of thing.
Is there any particular haunting memory about discrimination or separation of the races?
The separation was, you know, we had our area that we lived in, and there was a place there from the Grove they called Carr Gables, and you was not allowed in Carr Gables after dark, you know. And there was a golf course out there, Rivera Country Club, and I used to go out there as a kid when I was in school and caddy on the weekend, sometime in the evening after school. And if you was caught walking, you had to walk through the Gables to get back to Coconut Grove, and if the police would see you and catch you, you know, walking there, and he would take you down to the precinct. But it so happened we had a retired judge out of the golf course, and they would call, his name was Kirkland, Judge Kirkland. And they would call Judge Kirkland, and Judge Kirkland, you know, he says, hey, turn my boys loose, they're my boys, they ain't no problem, let them boys, don't work the boys, let them go home, don't bother them boys, you know, this type of thing. So it was good in that sense, you know, this type of thing. You know.
Okay, can you tell me what do you remember about the local or national efforts to bring full civil rights to Black Americans?
My first experience in bringing the rights to the Black was Harry S. Truman. I think he was president at the time, and during the summertime, because I went off to boarding school, the private school in seventh grade, up in another town they called Edenville, which was organized and cooperated by Blacks and still being organized, being ran by Black folks. And it's one of the oldest towns that Blacks are organized. And when you would come, you know, I would come home during the summertime. I worked Navy on the Navy base, Opa-locka Naval Station. And when, I think it was in 1945, when Truman had them to take all the black and white signs down on the government bases, on the military bases, because they had a sign there for drinking water, you know, colored only, white only. And I remember him distinctly passing that law, you know, to remove all signs from the water fountains on all military bases, this type of thing.
Okay, when you were in school, how did your school handle the effort to integrate?
The integration for the schools, that didn't come when I was in school. The integration didn't come about while I was in high school. It didn't come about. It came about after I came out of high school.
Okay. What thoughts do you have about the changes that were made in the 1950s and the 1960s?
In the 50s, when they first started letting us ride them, they passed a law to get the year that was to segregate buses that were segregated, and it was kind of mostly involved in that particular situation where the younger kids demanded to sit to the front of the bus. And I remember the boy named Anderson family. It was two brothers, and they refused to sit to the back of the bus. And they just demanded to sit to the front of the bus. And sometimes the bus driver would call the policeman, you know, this type of thing, but they would just take them off the bus. I don't recall ever taking them to jail or anything like that, you know. So, and at the same time, I think, because that was way after in the 60s. In 62, I think I was working at out on Virginia Beach in 62 when they started allowing the blacks to drive the city buses. And I was working at the county at that time as a truck driver, because they started hiring us first as truck drivers. And the first job they offered me, they to try to discourage you from taking the job, they made me go all the way to Homestead to go to work. So I took the job anyway, because I wasn't going to let them outdo me, you know, this type of thing. So I took that job, and he said, when we get an opening, we'll bring you back up on this end, you know. So I was driving, truck driving, and then the opening came up for the bus drivers, you know. So I signed up to drive bus, and I didn't drive bus too long, because I just couldn't take it. Mm-hmm. It was a little too much for me. I couldn't handle that, you know, with the way the segregation was, because they didn't respect you. You know, if you got a, say you was driving, you and you go to work, first start to work, there's a bus you did, what they call running the triples, with the extra buses that take the load off of the regular buses during the busy hours, you know, in the morning and in the afternoon. So, and you go home in the morning, you work, come to work at 5 o'clock, and you go home, and you come back in the afternoon about 2 o'clock, you know, to drive the triples, they call it. And so one particular morning, the names rotates, but the jobs, you know, would stay in one spot. So your name would come down as whatever work is available at that time, you know, in that particular spot. So this particular morning, my name was at an 8-hour run. So I didn't have to ride in the triples, you know, I could pull, have an 8-hour run. So, but the dispatcher, he gave the 8-hour run to the guy that reported after me. My reporting time, say, was 5:03. His reporting time was 5:06. So they gave him the run and want to give me the triple. I said, no, man, I'm supposed to be next. I'm supposed to have the run. He said, well, if you don't like the way the thing is running, you know what you can do. You can just go someplace else and get your job. Or you speak to the supervisor, you know. So when the supervisor, I didn't go to work that morning. I wouldn't work that morning. I waited till the supervisor came in. So when the supervisor came in, and I was telling him about it, he says, well, we didn't ask you fellows to come over here. That's the words he said. He said, if you don't like the way the dispatch is running the business, go back where you was working at before. I said, well, buddy, that's what I do, because I can't repeat the words that I tell them, you know, because I don't have to take this. And that's why I stopped driving the bus. But it got better as time went on, you know, but I just couldn't, I wouldn't tolerate that, what they was doing at that time.
Okay. Speaking of segregation, I know that you wanted, like every other black person, equal rights among people as a whole, as well as just as the rights as the white race. So did you ever protest or ever think about protesting?
I would protest to a certain degree, but I was not the type to go out there and my thing, I can't turn the cheek to the other cheek, you know, I refuse to do that, you know, so I think different folks are built for different things, you know. I would do what I could otherwise, but as far as going out there protesting and letting them hit on me and kick me, you know, I'm gonna fight back, so. I said, rather than to go out there and take the chance of getting hurt, I have to hurt somebody, I let someone else do that, I stay back in and do what I can do otherwise, you know. That was my thing.
Okay, now I want to talk about Virginia Key Beach, and you told me that you worked there.
Yes.
How long did you work at Virginia Key Beach?
I started working, I worked at Virginia Key Beach, I guess maybe a couple of years, because I think Dan Johnson, he was in charge of Virginia Beach there, and I worked in the concession stand there at Virginia Beach because I always thought I was a cook, you know, this type of thing. Still do, you know, do a little cooking. And he put me working in the concession stand, cooking the hamburgers, you know, and the hot dogs and stuff like that.
Okay. Speaking of Virginia Key Beach, while you were working there, describe the scene of the African Americans at the beach, the scene, the environment.
Well, at Virginia Key Beach, it was very pleasant over there because we was thrilled to death to have the beach because we didn't have any other place to go swimming at unless you go to what we call the swimming holes. You know, people always do that, you know, this type of thing. And you could, at Virginia Key Beach, you had on the other side, you could see the whites over there, you know, swimming, enjoying the beach. But they had a lot of facilities over there that we didn't have on Virginia Key Beach. It was much nicer over there on that side, but we just enjoyed the beach, going out there swimming, and they had the merry-go-round, and they had the area for dancing, you know, with the pick up the jukebox playing, you know, and this type of thing. They had the trains, the little train that run around, you know, and through the tunnels and all that. You know, kind of thing. And they had softball fields out there playing softball. You go out there and play softball. And I do remember they had, I think it was two or three buildings, wooden buildings, that they moved to Virginia Key. And they used them as if they wanted to allow you to stay there, if you say it's qualified to stay in one of those while you're at the beach or during vacation time. But most of the time they was used for entertainers, because I remember like Louis Jordan lived staying over there, and other entertainers, you know, most of that's what they used it for. But it was very pleasant over there. We enjoyed it. We enjoyed it very much.
Okay, I know this has been a very short interview, but is there one more story about your life that you would want to share?
In high school, I was going to school at Carver. My mother then sent me to a private school up in Edenville where I was